Good morning. Hard to follow such a, such a packed conversation. That was really quite quite thought-provoking. I want to thank you for that. Let me just start by transition over and just ask if there are any people in here who've ever participated in a Dialogue for Health web forum. Just raise your hand. Okay, this is good because it's nice to know that I'll be talking about something that a lot of you don't know anything about. This will be kind of fun. I have no disclosures. So Dialogue for Health is a web forum broadcasting platform. It's like a station on the internet that we in public health have control over. And that's how I like to think about it. This is the definition of web forum that we use, and in particular, I want to point out that asking questions is an important part of Dialogue for Health. This is our mission statement. Back in 2002, when I started getting more involved in APHA politics at the executive board and governing council level, I started thinking a lot about what were some of the trends that I saw in public health and what did we need to do in order to be a more vital and effective force in the world for change. One of the things that I saw, which was pretty distressing to me, was the statistic that the professional public health workforce was in about the 55 years of age range with respect to what the median was. And that was a little bit disturbing to me as somebody who starts to think about when retirement happens and you think about, who's there to do the work behind you? And you don't see a lot of people running to the podium that are young and vital and full of ideas. A fact that came across my desk from the Wall Street Journal, for God's sakes, was the fact that the fastest growing undergraduate major was public health. And yet at the same time, I didn't see the kind of growth and the kind of vibrancy within the public health profession. I was wondering, where are all these young people going? And why aren't they coming and getting involved at at the level of public health practice? And if this is more of an academic audience, you may not see that as much as if you are more of a practice person placed in a health department. It's hard to find people that are full of ideas and have connections around the world and are thinking about the world in a way that allows them to understand issues like climate change and to actively engage it in their daily lives. And so I started to worry about public health. And I started seeing that the internet was playing a far more vibrant role in low-income communities around the world than it was within our own public health community. And then I started thinking about how siloed we get and funding streams over the past 20 years have really made public health into these little groups these sort of self-perpetuating little groups of people who only talk to themselves. And that, that seemed to me to be something that was a real opportunity. So at the same time, I listened to a lot of talk radio and spent a lot of time on Talk of the Nation and forum and programs like that. And I was thinking, why aren't we doing this in public health? Somebody's got to start doing this in public health. And then somebody turned me on to TED Talks, and so that was it. It was all over. And so I started thinking, well, we have to do this in public health on the web, and we better get busy because we've got a lot of work to do. So we started talking to some people in public relations. And they said, well, why aren't you talking to recreation leaders? And why aren't you talking to public safety? And why aren't you talking to people whose work impacts health, like planners? And how come you're not having large conversations? So after about a year and a half of planning, we launched Dialogue for Health. We pulled together basic web access, a web tool, and a big group of people who give us lots of ideas. This is cost effective. Use fewer resources. One of the things about Dialogue for Health is we set it up in a way that archives every conversation. So at any time, in any place, No matter where you are, you can download a conversation that's happened previously, look at all the slides, look at all the resource materials, and find access to the ideas and the kinds of movements that are being started around the world. We reach very large audiences. These are some of the places that we are having participation from. Let me just see if you can see. Yeah, you can see the dots fine. The audience is very diverse, although there is a very large presence of government. And we thought that was kind of interesting. Then we realized, as we started polling our audience, that the reason government folks were signing on was because they wanted to learn this stuff. That even though their jobs were about doing these kinds of things, they wanted to learn, and this was their best opportunity to get continuing education, particularly in places where there aren't large academic centers or big urban centers. So a lot of folks across the mid part of the flyover part of the country were finding that this was a good place to get information. But also it's important to note that we have media on there. We get community members. We get education and business communities. And this is pretty important to us to do our best to try to get into that so-called market. We have had people participate from around the world, although not in the kinds of numbers that I would like. And 60% of our audience is in the West Coast, but we are hitting the South and the Midwest, I think, very effectively, which is two of the target audiences for me. There's been a good growing interest in web forums. What you're looking at are the number of attendees in the lighter color and the number of registered in the darker color. And the reason the numbers on the far right are as low as they are is that they only show the first half of this year. And again, this is the number of web forums that we have conducted. These are what we call Dialogue for Health brand. These are the ones that we develop with our ideas. We've actually done in excess of 300, but we don't make all of them open. Some of them are contracted. So there are organizations across the country who come to us and say, would you produce a web forum for our audience? Our audience is a closed audience, and we use, you know, we do this as a service for them, as a cost-based service for them. So it's not free, but it's really pretty low cost. This is what the subscribers look like. Subscribers are people that get on the website and say they want to hear regularly what the web forum titles are that are going to be announced. And they get an email from me personally to them saying, here's the upcoming web forum and here's how to register. It takes them straight to a page where they can register. We've done 98 web forums, 667 events. We've had 62,000 registrants total for the web forums that we have done that are the brand web forums. So what actually happens in a web forum? The first thing is we get diverse speakers who are experts in their field. These are four of the people that participated in a web forum on climate change. They bring very good content. But in addition to the content that they bring, we scan the field ahead of time and see what are the cutting-edge papers and resources that are out there, and we include them on the registration web form page so that people can get those materials, find the PDFs, find whatever the resources are, learn about other sessions that are happening, other activities that are happening across the country that are around that same topic. And then the last thing is we've tried to create a social network. That works to a certain extent. About 20% of our audience actually enrolls in the social network, and about 10% of those people get very, very active. So we organize that around topic areas. And so if you're interested in climate change, you might join the group that's the climate change discussion group and then network with people across the country, and you get to that group by getting to Dialogue for Health. We use a process that floats questions throughout the web forum, and we do poll questions. And part of the reason that we do that is not only to stimulate people that are on the listening end, but to get them to participate with us by answering the polls. It's interesting to see that we get somewhere between 30 and 50% response on the polls, which means that people are are probably dual tasking, multitasking, quadruple tasking at the same time as listening. But it's interesting to see what sorts of very good results we do get from the polls. It does give us a feel on how to engage the conversation, how to develop the conversation as we move on through the presentations. The platform supports trainings and orientations, meetings, and seminars. The reason I picked that particular picture showing the UN meeting is that we've had up to 1,000 people on a web forum. We've had over 1,000 people on a couple. We try to keep it under 1,000 because over 1,000 actually raises our cost significantly. But we do get people in the range of 700 to 800 on issues related to physical activity and built environment on a regular basis. So we've been developing some audiences that are really quite vibrant and keep coming back. The process of doing a web forum really involves a continuous improvement process. We start by getting ideas and getting some buy-in. We've been putting together a process where we make it easy for people who are part of the web forum to participate. We have very professional folks working on the production end. We measure the impact constantly throughout the process, both by polls, by registration, by looking at registration compared to actual attendance, and we have a number of metrics in terms of what we look at to make sure that we're hitting the kinds of audiences that we want to hit and really able to keep growing the audience and growing interest. These are some of the titles on the web forums that we've done that are related to climate change in this last 3 years. And this slide, which you probably can barely read, shows the registration and then the attendance on some web forums that I think have been quite important with respect to the issue of health equity. And I'll just give you by column a summary of what they were on. The first one is HIAs. The second is designing healthy communities. The third is on built environment generally. Fourth, on addressing health equity through parks and recreation policy. Healthy homes is the next. Bringing care into the homes is the one after that. Equity in the transportation access arena. And the last two are communities creating healthy, active environments. And finally, why obesity is important in the Latino community. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. As you can see, it got quite a lot of attendance across the country. What kinds of poll results do we get? Well, when we asked about what issue related to water and climate change was most important, water scarcity was overwhelmingly important. Floods and storms was very important. Freshwater warming and other vector-borne diseases being the less important, but also very important information for us. Kinds of poll results. Why does this matter? Well, you go from people being not informed before to very, very good self-reported increase in knowledge following the web forums. This is said another way, 50% were fairly well informed before and 93% after the web forum on Western water, climate change, and public health. From moving policy to program, what actions will people take? And this is where the poll questions really matter. We go back afterwards on certain issues and ask people to tell us what changed in their life or what changed in their practice as a result of participating in a web forum. In this case, the first one is the one that scored the highest was identifying local people who can speak regarding the value of prevention. The second highest was speaking to a legislator. The third highest was pitch a story to a local news agency. And I think that those are good examples of how we get people engaged as a result of the web forums. What kind of change do people report in their own lives? This is one that we did a month and a half after one of the web forums, the one on why obesity is important in the Latino community. We asked people what changed, what mattered, why did this, why was this valuable to you? And these were the kinds of responses that we got. There's the personal response in the box, and then there's the systems response in the text. I loved this one because this was one that we did simultaneously in Spanish and in English. And it was an issue where we had less than 20% of the people on the call saying they knew anything about the issue. And afterwards, we had a very high level of understanding and a very high level of engagement and people asking us for more on this issue. And part of this issue was about talking around the issue of built environment and why built environment was so important from the perspective of reaching health equity with respect to the Latino population. So, in a nutshell, that's who we are, and that's what we are trying to do, and these are some of the results, both in terms of the participation and in terms of creating change. And it's basically all about finding more ways to use the tools that are in front of us, and for those of us who are a little slower to get online than others or who aren't natives, there's still an opportunity to jump on board. Thank you.